kind of a short agenda because the Human Services Board met earlier, but let's talk about a couple things for Hovland.
Yeah.
Since the county board got chewed over by the Hovland candidates.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes it's, do we even exist? And so it's nice to note that we are mindful and would like to be more mindful of how we improve our county on the east and west end, as well as what happens here in Grand Marais. But back in November of 2012, the board had set aside $25,000 from park and rec funds to help fund some upgrades to the Hovland Town Hall. And so yesterday the board approved the purchase and installation of 6 8-foot, their high output LED lights to go. And if you were up at the debate, recent debate with the, it's a dark parking lot, so now they'll have light up there. So.
Okay. All righty. Well, that's good news. What about, speaking with that end of the county, what about the Irish Creek winter maintenance?
Well, that was an issue that I became aware of prior to becoming a commissioner. And as I sat in on that discussion, I realized it was an issue that was contested on both sides, those for and those against. Mm-hmm. And we subsequently looked at it again. And so I've been following this. I did, in fact, try to conduct a phone survey at the last time we had opportunity to revisit this. And there were 69 individuals that basically pay for the service of having the winter maintenance of their road in a subordinate service district. And we anticipated that first year it would tally out to about $80 per individual with those 69 individuals. That actually, with a budget of $80 per, it came out to $5,110, and the actual cost came out to double that, $11,709 some dollars. So we were in arrears about $7,000 after our first year experience. We went into our next year and we anticipated maybe $13,800, which would be a cost per resident of $200. And our actual cost came in at just under $10,000 on that. If you look at the bid, the first year bid was $550 per incident to plow. And of course, with anything new, you learn through experience. So our second year, the bids came in at a 2 to 15 inch plow would be $400 per occurrence. Okay. And then an increase, of $600 per if it was 15 inches over and we had, considerable snow. This year, we only had one bidder and the bid came in at $700 and $900. So we're seeing a significant jump, but those that have done the work know what it takes to try to do it. I think as cost increases in that regard, then the neighborly mindset that might have been acceptable to the $80 if, neighbors that want to use it and we don't because we live in, Colorado or whatever. So the board did discuss what options there were if, in fact, citizens wanted to revisit this issue. But at this point and this late in the game, we approved the bid. And I figure that if in the past year, the first year, we had 17 plows, and last year we had actually fewer than that 17 plows. So if you average that, we might be looking at 13 plows, which I guess those that live in that area can anticipate about another $200 that would be put onto their tax statement.
Okay. And we should remind people how this subordinate service district works. The county hires out the work and puts it on their tax bill rather than try to have 50 people coordinate it together.
Yeah, and it's something that within our county, if a subordinate district wants to make petition, that's how it comes before the board to be evaluated.
Okay, and then Molly Hicken was in to talk about some floor problems at the
Yeah, we've been looking at this. There's a pooling of water in the locker room, and so a second proposal came before the board to address the pooling of water, and the water that pools in the locker room flows underneath that wall into the closet, which adjoins the men's locker room to the north. So looking at a fix that would amount to about $16,740, and JLG, who's the architect, that we've been working on this came with a recommendation, and they will contribute $11,000 towards this fix of $16,000+, and they'll also contribute $1,000 towards correcting the wing wall, which is the sight line into the men's locker room, so that that sight line isn't wide open to the public.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. So bottom line is with JLG's contribution, $11,000, the county will pay $5,740 using money that was set aside from the original 1% funds anticipating this fix.
Okay. And one more thing, the Extension Division is looking for board members.
Yes, I'm privileged to sit on the University of Minnesota Extension Committee with Diane Booth, and in our meeting yesterday, Diane mentioned that we have opportunity for individuals that would like to entertain being a board member. It's a three-year term. It's renewable. If a person is interested, and we cover a number of different subjects, if you're familiar with what Diane does up there at the Community Center through the University of Minnesota Extension, just a lot with
a lot of work,
a lot of things. And so if you have interest in those types of things that have to do with gardening and husbandry and, again, bees, apples, whatever, it's a great board to be part of.
Okay. Gary Gamble's a county commissioner, and he joins us frequently after the county board meetings. And we will talk with you again soon. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jay.